The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1972, the video game industry had more than one major player for the first time. Following Magnavox's introduction of the Odyssey home video game console in May, Nolan Bushnell and Ted Dabney incorporated Atari in the state of California. Pinball was still king of the American arcade at this time, so a business focusing on arcade video games was a real dark horse bet, particularly when Bushnell's previous swipe at the business, the eye-catching but not money-making computer space, had failed to make a splash. In 1978, the Soviet Union launched Soyuz 30 on its way to space station Salyut 6, with a two-man crew that included the first cosmonaut from Poland. The Soyuz 30 crew's week-long stay in space was an exercise in cramped spaces, however. Their scientific and technological experiments all had to be performed within the confines of their Soyuz capsule. Even though it was docked to the space station, there wasn't enough room for both crews to operate in Salyut. In 1982, the much roomier Space Shuttle Columbia took off for its fourth and final test flight before the shuttle program was declared fully operational by President Reagan.
We have main engine ignition, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we have solid motor ignition and liftoff. Liftoff of America's space shuttle on its first mission, and we have cleared the tower.
Houston now controlling, mission control confirmed, roll maneuver started. 20 seconds, thrust looks good.
This mission included the first payload launched for the U.S. Department of Defense and the first getaway special self-contained experiments built by American students. For the first time, both of the shuttle's solid rocket boosters were lost at sea when their parachutes failed to open. In 1997, NASA's near-Earth asteroid Rendezvous space probe passed within 750 miles of its first target, asteroid 253 Matilda, close enough to take over 500 pictures and measure its mass and dimensions. At the time of this flyby, Matilda was the largest asteroid to be explored by a spacecraft. NEARER, later renamed NEAR Shoemaker, continued on later to asteroid 433 Eros. Born today in 1937, shuttle astronaut Joe Allen. Actress Julia Duffy was born in 1951. In addition to her recurring role on Newhart, she also starred as the spoiled princess Ariel in the 1982 swords and sorcery spoof Wizards and Warriors.
Do I have to give the presents back?
No, you just can't open them.
Well, that's no fun. Can't I just open 100?
Look, we'll discuss the betrothal party later. Greystone's waiting.
Oh, can I see him? Is he cute?
My darling Ariel, he doesn't have to marry you if he doesn't want to. I think it's safer if he doesn't talk to you till you're in church, when it's too late for him to change his mind.
I hope he's not prettier than me.
No, Ariel, darling, no one is prettier than you.
Don't mess my hair.
Big screen Spider-Man Tobey Maguire was born in 1975. Chandler Riggs of The Walking Dead was born today in 1999. Producer Milton Subotsky died today in 1991. He was the man behind the two 1960s Doctor Who feature films starring Peter Cushing.
Doctor Who and the Daleks.
You have invaded the world of the Daleks.
These are the people trapped by the Daleks. Doctor Who, the brilliant science professor. Now you can see them in color on the big screen, closer than ever before. So close, you can feel their fire.
In 1996, James Bond movie producer Albert Cubby Broccoli died. John Entwistle of The Who died in 2002, and Chris Squire of Yes died in 2015. Alvin Toffler, the futurist who predicted internet email information overload in his 1970 book Future Shock, died on this day in 2016. His work inspired Ted Turner to launch CNN, and he once wrote, "Tomorrow's illiterate will not be the man who can't read, he will be the man who has not learned how to unlearn." The first ever American-made science fiction television series, Captain Video and His Video Rangers, premiered its first episode on the DuMont Television Network on this day in 1949. Originated live from a studio in New York City, this series was aimed squarely at younger viewers, but in years to come, the show would enjoy scripts written by such science fiction luminaries as Isaac Asimov, Arthur C. Clarke, Jack Vance, Robert Sheckley, and James Blish. Captain Video's adventures ran five nights a week for 6 years. In 1983, Activision continued its string of games that were similar to current arcade hits, but better than the home versions made by Atari, with the release of Robot Tank.
Journey with me to the year 2019. The person sitting in this chair has the power to alter the course of history. Conflicts are now settled with remote-controlled robot tanks. Tank after tank, through nights and days and fog and rain, and the smallest mistake could mean defeat. Of course, it'll probably never come to this. After all, who could take the pressure? Could you? For the Atari 2600, Robot Tank, designed by Alan Miller for Activision.
And in 1997, Babylon 5 got a reprieve from cancellation courtesy of cable channel TNT. The network had already commissioned two made-for-TV movies based on the cult classic science fiction epic, but fans now rejoiced in the news that the series would get to fill out its original five-season plan with a new season of 22 episodes beginning in 1998. The relationship between TNT and the makers of Babylon 5 would later sour, however, during the production of the spin-off series Crusade.
He stands for honor, justice, and hope. World where empires rise and fall with each new day. Watch Jakar on Babylon 5, premiering tomorrow night at 7, exclusively on TNT.
In 2018, another popular science fiction TV saga also lost its network time slot as the final third season episode of The Expanse aired on Sci-Fi. After a massive fan campaign to save the show, The Expanse would go on to be rescued from cancellation by Amazon Prime. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod Landing Procedure. The logbook of your Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.
We are coming back to see you. We expect you to be here to meet us.